Guys, got to tell you, you want to get some action going this weekend. Lots of great things to bet on. You got the fight. You got football. I like to bet horses, too. All of it on my bookie. And they got you covered on everything. Doesn't matter. You want to bet the lines. You want to bet totals. You want to bet props. You want to bet halftime, in-game, whatever you want. They got you covered. And my bookie is the online destination to get action on anything. They're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years, and that's the only reason I use them. When you win, they pay. And a lot of websites don't do that, but MyBookie does. And you need to check it out today. Just go to MyBookie.ag or on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Google MyBookie today or go to MyBookie.ag. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Canelo Alvarez, Gennady Golovkin 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. Is The Real, at Jon Snow with the zero, and at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776 as we broadcast live from the MGM for Canelo Golovkin 2. We're in the David Copperfield Theater. Makes me want to disappear.
Whoa, man. You're turning me up way too crazy.
Yeah, that's not the right one.
Trying to kill me?
We're having a little problem with the headphones because I can't hear what I'm saying, and something's happened, so oh well. I thought it was the fourth one was mine.
Yeah, I think this one is
yours. Okay, there we go. See, that's it. That's it. Nice and easy.
There we go. All right. Let's get back to it.
And we're just doing our best to produce on site here.
Yeah.
But
we're going to have to bring Juggalo Trey out here next time instead of Nick. Juggalo Trey would be glad to know. There's a NASCAR race here.
Yep. And I'm sure he knows.
There's a race car in the middle of Excalibur where I was playing poker this morning, right next to the poker room. There's a race car, number two, Miller Lite car. I don't know who the driver is of it. And then there's signs all over the place. Brad Keselowski will be doing an autograph session, a meet and greet.
Really?
Oh, Juggalo Trey would have loved it. Nick doesn't appreciate anything.
That
he doesn't. He wouldn't.
So awesome.
He doesn't even care about Brad Keselowski. I mean, clearly we threw the bone to the wrong guy here.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on here this week. There's some huge convention that is happening in the hotel here, which is why we're over here instead of where we usually are. And that thing was packed. That area that we usually go through towards the Grand Arena where they do the weigh-ins there.
Right.
And it's always, for weigh-ins, you just can't move. There's no point in trying to go through there. It was almost like that when I went over there. So it's crazy. And I can't wait to see what it's like tomorrow night when all the Canelo fans get here.
Yeah.
This thing's going to explode. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Well, if you want to text us, you can't get in. You can text. But 346 said, I used to try to watch Arliss when I was a kid, but my mom would catch me. the episodes I did get to watch, I thought they were funny. Now I get to watch them as an adult. So,
yeah. I still think you should listen to your mom. I mean, do what's right.
Yeah, and then somebody said my favorite. Okay, apparently my mic is very low, so I don't know what we're – let's keep going with it. How's that, Jong? Is that better? Okay. Higher? Okay.
There's no higher.
Yeah, that's it. That's as high as it goes. So, yeah, AJ, you're just killing us.
All right. How's that, Jong? As I engineer on the fly, how's that?
Yeah. So this is one of those moments that you just say, hey, We're just trying to fix things. That's all. We're
How's this, John?
We're trying to be the best we can be.
Okay, how's that?
Okay.
That's got to be good because I can't hear myself now. So, okay, well, that's good. It's glad it's good for you.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I got like four texts from people saying, turn your mic up. And now I don't even remember what I was talking about.
Nah,
so
it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm sure it wasn't anything great. But, yeah, the NFL game tonight, man, it's down to one. It opened three, which I thought was kind of strange. But it's now down to one. I feel better about it at one than I do at three, that's for sure.
You talking about the Ravens?
Yeah.
Well, when I went and played today, it was plus one Ravens.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're looking at a website like a
well, I'm looking at pregame because they do consensus of all the
okay.
Vegas
because the online the book that I use did not have as good of a line as the book over there at the Excalibur where I was playing poker this morning. So I decided my decision on where to play was made on getting a point versus not getting a point. It was a pick 'em on my book, and it was a plus one at Excalibur. So I just took the point. But I think you'll be able to shop around a little bit, and you'll be able to get the point.
Yeah.
Or at least
yeah,
a pick 'em.
That's what I'm seeing now, minus okay. one. So 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. And I think this is where you have to tell them about Dirt-Free.
Dirt-Free
right?
carpet cleaning, that's what you want to know about, Chung? I can tell you about that. Dirt-Free carpet cleaning, listen, they've been the kids have been home. They ruined your floors over the summer. I got to be honest. They're finally back in school, and you can finally put things back together again. Take advantage of Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning's fall special. Get three rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100 plus a free speed dry. People like to have those lighter colored carpets nowadays. That's what's in, but those things take a beating if you don't keep them clean. Get Dirt-Free Carpet's fall special. Three rooms of carpet or tile, $100. Simple. 281-DIRT-FREE. Just give them a call. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. They use no soaps, no unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years with the best technology in the game, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts, all without chemicals. 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell me you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and you'll get those three rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. And SportsMap 94.1. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Canelo Alvarez, Gennady Golovkin 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live at the MGM in Las Vegas, as we get ready for Canelo Golovkin 2, which... very excited about, and we're actually staying at, this is the first time I've ever stayed at the New York.
Same here.
That's an interesting casino.
It is.
It's got a lot of restaurants and stuff and things like that, a lot more than most of them do, and so far I'm gonna say I like it.
I think it is a, the limits I'm noticing are a little lower at New York than they are at MGM.
Yeah.
But it's not quite Excalibur Luxor level,
right?
You know,
yeah, it's a tweener.
Yeah, so it's a nice spot. Yeah, spot for me.
I just like that they have so many restaurants there.
Yeah,
so
you're going to one tonight, right?
Yeah,
the steakhouse, a
yeah,
very
going
good
to
steakhouse.
Steakhouse with our good friends Jason and Gina having dinner with them. So looking forward to that. But yeah, I hear it's a good steakhouse. I love how they're just filming stuff here.
Yeah,
in the middle
everybody of does this. Everybody does like the yelling.
Yeah.
Promo, like they're cutting pro wrestling promos, and that's I think it's a Spanish speaking thing. That seems to be what they do. Like they walk through wherever they are yelling,
yeah. Yeah.
And they're have like the HBO people have to keep telling them, hey, people are doing radio shows here. You need to keep it down.
Forgiving the fact that there's no room to walk here. Yeah, that's the other part of it.
And also, mind you, everything that they do is on iPhone.
Yeah. Oh man. So, Jets, the Jets. Todd Bowles is saying, pump the brakes on Sam Darnold a little bit.
wait a minute. Isn't that his coach?
Yep, that's his coach. It kind of makes sense because he said, we won one game. I can tell you after about 100 more of them whether we have one or not. Right now it's a little early. I mean, that's true. He did not play bad at all. I mean, he played, I thought he played decent, not great. And they got five interceptions. I mean, that's so I can kind of get why he's saying, ah, wait a minute, let's not anoint him as the next one yet.
Yeah,
after one game.
But the reality is, he's yours,
yeah.
So you better like him. Because Sam Darnold, if Sam Darnold's not the one, he'll outlast Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
So he better hope that Sam Darnold's the one, because that's a guy who's he's what's between him and the unemployment line.
Yeah, I do think though you don't want him to start thinking, oh, I got this.
Yeah.
I mean, one game, I got this.
But I'd like to keep a young guy's confidence up. I mean, the last thing I want to say is, hey, pump the brakes on my quarterback who just had a great first game. I mean, who cares if people think he's going to be great? I want him to think he's going to be great.
Yeah.
He'll find out on his own that not every game is going to be a blowout win. You know, he'll find that out for himself.
But you know what? If he has those numbers every game and their defense gets a bunch of turnovers, they're going to win a lot of games.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean, what he did, it was like one of the six games Deshaun Watson played last year. It was like one of the seven games that Jimmy Garoppolo played last year. Okay. It was nice to see, and people will adjust. Teams will adjust to what he's doing. He's not going to be the greatest quarterback of all time. He's not going to be Tom Brady next year. I'd like to at least hear some confidence from his head coach. Like, man, this is the first time since I've been here that I feel like we've got a chance to win games because we've got a real quarterback. How about saying that?
Yeah, and he wasn't spectacular though. He was very efficient.
Okay.
He 198 yards, two touchdowns, and a pick six. That's not.
That's true.
That's not Jimmy.
Well,
Garoppolo.
Pick six was the first game, the first pick of the game, but
yeah. But I mean, that wasn't what Jimmy Garoppolo was doing last year. So I mean, it wasn't. They didn't win because of him. How's that?
Man, I don't know if I'd say that. I mean, obviously their defense was a bigger part, but I thought Sam Darnold played a great game.
Okay.
I mean,
16 to 21 for 198, 2-1. That's great these days?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many games did the Jets have like that last year, Fred?
Actually, McCown actually played pretty well for them last year at times.
How many games did they win last year? Three?
Yeah, but, I mean, it wasn't all quarterback. I mean, well, let's give their defense a little credit.
Okay. Well, let's also mention that the Lions didn't look exactly world beaters either. But
no.
But, listen, I'm all for if a guy plays well, tell him he played well. You know, don't say.
But don't say he played great when he was 198 yards and an interception. That's not great.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree. He made one bad throw, and he didn't make another bad throw for the rest of the night. A rookie quarterback, that's pretty great.
Okay. That's lower expectations for a first round pick, in my opinion. I mean, listen,
first guy in his first start. That's
it was good enough to win, but I mean, I can't call that great.
What expectations did you have?
I think he basically.
Did you think he would be Tom Brady?
No. But let's not lower the bar. I'm kind of seeing what he's talking about. Let's not start praising this guy if we're calling that a great performance. I think that's a bit much. I mean, I think he played really well, and they won the game, and their defense played outstanding. And Matt Stafford played like garbage.
I mean, if that's your first start in the NFL, to me, that's great.
Okay.
I don't expect Josh Allen to have a start like that this week, and I damn sure take one, but I don't think he'll get one.
Yeah, I don't think he will. But if Baker Mayfield does that in his first game and they don't get five interceptions, are you going to call that a great start?
I mean, if they win the game.
I don't know if they're going to.
198 yards, two touchdowns, and a pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd take that for a first start in the NFL. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, we just disagree on that.
Okay.
On what great is.
Well, it's all relative. I'm not saying it's like great like what Aaron Rodgers did.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's great for a guy making his first NFL start.
Okay. I think he was pretty good. I'm not going to call him great.
Okay.
It's kind of a silly thing to argue over between pretty good and great, but all right. Michael said, thanks for the burger bar recommendation. It was awesome.
That's a great spot.
Yeah, it is. I'll probably get there tomorrow night, I think, is the plan. Well, yeah, I think it'll be tomorrow night. And I'm trying to decide which poker tournament I'm playing at 10 tonight, whether it's going to be the Mandalay or the MGM.
Okay.
Trying to make up my mind. So if I do Mandalay, if I do MGM, I'll do Mandalay tomorrow, and then I can go to Burger Bar before.
Yeah.
That might be the plan. 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. 713-780-3776. And, yeah, I think you're just saying pump the brakes on it a little bit. And, yeah, I think he's going to be really good. He's the one guy I liked out of
that. Me too.
Was drafted. So,
David says, do you think 72% of the action on the Ravens is an overreaction to them playing the worst team in the league last week? It's a divisional game, and Bengals are at home. I'm still skeptical of the Ravens' offense, as you should be. And I don't think the Ravens are going to do to the Bengals what they were able to do to the Bills. But I had this game kind of circled all offseason because I think the Ravens are in a revenge spot from getting knocked out of the playoffs last year by the Bengals. I think this is a good spot for the Ravens just as a, you know, not necessarily a player-for-player thing, but as a spot. You know, I think this is a good spot to be playing the Ravens.
Especially
getting points.
I'm kind of coming around, but I also hate the road team in Thursday night games, especially in division games.
That's very fair.
And that's that. If it were the other way around, I think the Ravens would probably be 5-point favorites, and I would take them if it was in Baltimore.
Well, that's why what I normally do is I will play, you know, like if I play two units on the Ravens plus one for the full game, I'll usually do one unit on the first half.
Yeah.
This time I went the same on the first half as I did on the full game. I think the Ravens start out strong, which is why I like the over in the first half. I think the Ravens are going to come out firing, and the Bengals may want to play a little bit of they may want to play a little bit of a shootout with them early on. And you know, if that way, if the Bengals pull away in the second half, it's not the end of the world for me. I'll still make money.
Yeah, I haven't looked too much at the college games tonight. I don't really know that I see any.
Well, the Boston College Wake Forest game got moved up to it's happening now.
Yeah, yeah. 7-7, by the way.
Yeah.
So I did not get down on that one.
Maybe about to be 14-7, it looks like.
I don't know. Looks like he's out.
All he's got to put in is 1 foot, right?
Yeah, but it looked like he got the first foot.
Yeah, first foot was down pretty clearly.
Yeah. I didn't see the first foot when I looked over there.
Yeah, that's a touchdown.
Just saw the second one, which did not get down.
Oh, they're saying no.
Well, let's see. That's down. That's a touchdown.
That's a touchdown. And what's the back of the end zone? Which one is the?
Yeah, I think it's where the yellow is.
The gold is the.
That's a touchdown.
Yeah, that's a touchdown.
Kansas 3-point favorite against Rutgers.
God,
this
I can't believe it.
Is that not amazing?
It's unbelievable that Kansas is favored against anybody. But that's what happens when they get a big win against Central Michigan. Look at them.
Yeah, when I when we talk to Brad next segment, I'm kind of curious what he thinks about the Michigan SMU over. That's one of those, you know, huge spread correlations that I love. And when the spread's bigger than the difference between that and the total.
Right.
And it's right now Michigan's a 35.5-point favorite with an over of 54. Oof. So I'll be curious to see what he thinks. We'll have him next segment. Here's another game I'm curious about. I want to get your thoughts on before we talk to him. BYU getting 22.5 at Wisconsin.
I kind of lean to BYU. That's a lot of points, although Wisconsin's looked pretty good so far. They've fallen in the rankings despite, you know, taking care of their business.
It's not that they've done anything wrong. It's just that
other teams have had more impressive wins.
Yeah, but – and, I think Wisconsin wins the game, but I just kind of feel like BYU – They're big and they're physical, which is the kind of style that Wisconsin plays. And I think they can hang around a little bit.
I think so, too. They won't be bullied around.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we're going to get Oscar at any point over the next 2 days. I want to talk to him about running for president.
Okay.
Did you see that?
No.
He's thinking about running for president.
Okay, good luck. Everybody wants to run for president now.
I'm kind of curious how he would deal with his buddy Donald Trump.
Well, I think, I mean,
sad.
The good news is there's already a picture of Oscar floating around the internet in women's lingerie. So, like, what embarrassing stuff can come out that would be like, oh, look, we got you. It's like, yeah, he's already out there. His stuff's out there. I haven't. No, never. Never. I'm a square, though, so it makes sense. But, yeah, that's a an interesting move for him. I would think, listen, I tell all these guys, you're making millions of dollars. Be happy. You know, don't take a pay cut to put more stuff on your plate and have people be mad at you all the time. Donald Trump made the biggest mistake ever being president. That guy had the best life. The best life.
Sad.
And then he was like, oh, you know what, I want to get involved in politics. Why? Now half the country hates him. Before no one cared if he was grabbing women by the vagina. It was okay. He was able to do it. Now it's, that's frowned upon. It was a weird move. And I Oscar De La Hoya is in the same boat. This guy's promoting big fights. He's making millions of dollars to do what he loves. Stay away from this stuff that's going to make people hate you. That's what politics will do. It makes people hate you.
I don't know. People seem to love your guy.
To love who?
Donald.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like I said, about half.
That's what he says.
A little under half.
That's what he says. Everybody loves what he's doing.
Of
everybody
course.
Loves him.
Of course. That's because anybody who says they don't love it, they're lying. That's his move.
Fake news.
Oh, you don't like me? You must be lying. You're a liar.
Fake news. Sad.
Because I'm wonderful.
All right, 713-780-3.
Touchdown upheld, by the way, for Boston College, so 14-7 BC.
There should have been.
I don't know what the big question was. All right, guys, got to tell you about Man Centers, the Y Factor presented by Man Centers. And if you've got low testosterone, you think you've got low testosterone, they can help. They focus on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone, not the synthetic injections. That stuff can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and shrinkage. And nobody wants shrinkage, guys. They've got three locations. Check them out. Katy Freeway in Campbell in the Memorial area off 249 in Tomball and now open in Webster. It's also Prostate Awareness Month in September. So if you haven't had your prostate checked, now's a great time to do it. And you could do it for free because the Y Factor presented by Man Centers is the home of the free general male wellness checkup. Get your testosterone check, get your prostate check, get all that stuff done for absolutely free. Schedule your free appointment today. Call them today, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. Maybe on the outside, your two is in. It's getting kind of old now.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Canelo Alvarez, Gennady Golovkin 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And it's time to talk a little college football. We're just looking at some lines, and there's one guy who can sort it out for us. It's Brad Powers, lead college football analyst for pregame.com. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. And as we broadcast live from the MGM, we talk to Brad across town. What's going on, Brad?
How you guys doing? I'm glad to hear that you're in town.
Oh, yeah. We're just doing a little gambling out here for the fight on Saturday. So broadcasting from the David Copperfield Theater, of all places. I think RJ's going to be out here in a little bit doing his podcast, as a matter of fact.
Oh, sounds good. The more the merrier down there. It sounds like that's going to be some fun stuff.
All right. There's several games I want to ask you about, but I want to start with this because did you ever think at any point Kansas would be a three-point favorite against another Power 5 school this season?
Well, I did tweet out it's, once in more than a blue moon. In fact, it's almost once in a decade for Kansas. First time since 2009 they've been favored over another Power 5 team, and, I'll put the caveat, it is still Rutgers, who's fighting for Kansas and Oregon State is probably the bottom three Power 5 teams in the country as we, power rate the teams. But, obviously big road win for Kansas, and speaking of 2009, last week they pick up their first true road win since 2009. We'll see how they handle it, and they celebrated like they won the Super Bowl after that game. I'm going to be leaning on the Rutgers side. particularly since their quarterback looks like he's going to be probable here.
So my favorite game this week, and I loved this game before I even saw the line, but I really love the over on the Army game, but I also like Army, and the number's gone my direction. It's gone from 6.5, now it's down to 5. But I just think the over, I think this game is going to look just like the Navy-Hawaii game. I don't think either one of these teams can stop each other, and I've looked at the weather, and weather looks like it's going to be okay up at West Point. Am I crazy for liking this game as much as I do?
No, you're not. I mean, you know, the weather was the only concern there. I think the over is definitely the play, and I think the weather has probably suppressed that total down. People have been afraid to bet the over depending on the track of Hurricane Florence. As much as I like the over, I like the Army side even more, and that was one of my first bets of the week. I mean, I get it, Hawaii's getting a lot of love. They're off to a 3-0 start, first time since 2007. But I thought after the back-to-back outright upsets, they got a little overpriced in the marketplace, and we talked about it last week. I mean, they were laying 17 to Rice. You don't want to be laying 17 with that Hawaii defense. And I like Army, and I also, you know, Hawaii, maybe they're the little bit of a slow start, 6 a.m. start time for them. Keep in mind, this one starts at noon Eastern. That'd be 6 o'clock a.m. on the islands.
Yeah, and as much as I like Hawaii at home because it's a hard trip for teams, I mean, going from there to West Point is about as far as you have to go to play a college football game, at least if you're going to play it in the States.
Yeah, no question. And while they had success last year going up to UMass and winning a game, that was in the season opener. It's a lot easier to make a long trip when it's a season opener than it is during the course of the season. So I think it's a big advantage in Army's favor, one of the other reasons why I like them so much.
This might just be me fading a team that I said at the beginning of the year I'd be fading all year, but Kent State catching 35 at Penn State seems like a lot of points to me. And I got burned last week betting against Alabama with 36 points. But Penn State, to me, is nowhere near what Alabama is. What are your thoughts on that Kent State-Penn State game?
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I think Kent State's very improved this year. They got a very young coach by the name of Sean Lewis. He's the youngest coach at the FBS level. He kind of reminds me, you know, obviously he hasn't had success of a Sean McVay, but you know, obviously runs up-tempo, a very astute guy. I think one of the bright young minds that you'll be talking about 5-10 years from now as far as college football goes. And they're running up-tempo. And you know, if you're looking for a backdoor cover, they got a capable quarterback, Woody Barrett, who's an Auburn transfer. So, you know, a guy that came out of high school is a 4-star. But I like the over as well because Penn State's not afraid to put one on a team. We saw that in the second half last week against Pittsburgh. I think Kent State in the over sounds pretty good to me.
One of the games that I knew last week watching Duke Northwestern, they lose their quarterback, who is essentially their offense. They lost their best cornerback. I said, oh, man, I've got to be on Baylor. And now it's gone from, you know, I think it was like a -2. Now it's up to 6, 6.5. How bad is Duke, do you think, without their quarterback? They lost their best player on offense and defense. Do you think that they are still solid enough to hang with Baylor, or do you think this just puts them in the doghouse completely?
Yeah, it's too pricey for me. You know, when the openers here in Vegas opened, Duke favored. I took advantage of that one, but obviously that's long gone and then some. You know, they got a full week here to get ready. And keep in mind, David Cutcliffe knows how to prepare a quarterback. I mean, going back to his tutelage of the Manning brothers in college at Tennessee and Mississippi, I get it, Daniel Jones. He's worth a heck of a lot to the line. In fact, I think he's worth, you know, 7 points to the line. But if he's playing in this game, I think Duke should be favored. And the fact that they're catching now, you know, 6 points, almost 7 points, I would say the power ratings play right now is on the Blue Devils.
So here, another team that I've thought is maybe better than people give them credit for is North Texas. And they're playing Arkansas, and Arkansas is so horrible. They couldn't maintain a 17-point lead against Colorado State last week. I had Colorado State plus 14. I didn't even need the points. They ended up blowing that game all the way. It seems like North Texas getting 7 points is almost a gift, but am I selling Arkansas too low here?
You know, the only thing is I don't like playing against Arkansas after they blew that lead last week. You got to think. You know, typically North Texas isn't going to have your full focus and attention. I think the fact that they're coming off a loss against Colorado State, they got a first-year coach, He's got to be able to have their year a little bit this week. So that makes me less tempted to take North Texas. And the fact that this number probably last week would have been 10, I think it's relatively short. I would lean North Texas, but one other caveat. Keep in mind, Chad Morris was the SMU head coach and has prepped for North Texas each of the last couple years as a head coach there and had a lot of success against SMU. I get it that North Texas, you know, is an up-and-coming team and whatnot, but he is very familiar with that personnel on that side of the ball.
What's your take on University of Houston and Texas Tech at Lubbock? UH started at 1.5-point dog, now 1.5-point favorite.
I'm a little surprised. I mean, I get the love for Houston after that blowout went over Arizona, but, man, who knows how really bad Arizona is. But I would have had Texas Tech. I think they're both about even as far as the power rating goes. I'd had Texas Tech around a field goal favorite, which is close to what it opened up at. Last year the Red Raiders were disrespected, I thought, in Houston. They were about a touchdown underdog, won the game outright. I mean, they were off of breezing, but, you know, didn't have to break a sweat against Lamar last week. Lean with the home team. Now the line value, I think, is definitely on the Red Raiders side.
What about a couple of pretty good matchups, and one of them I find very intriguing is Boise State getting 2.5 points at Oklahoma State. And I tend to bet against Boise, and they tend to punish me for it.
They burned me last week, for sure.
So what do you think of that one?
Yeah, believe it or not, I mean, the blue turf for Boise gets so much publicity, but I mean, if you want to make money betting Boise State games, bet the Broncos on the road. Last 11 years, yeah, they are 42-18 against the spread in any road game. I mean, that's incredible, 42-18 against the number. Obviously, some value has been swept off the board a little bit with the number coming off of three. Slight lean on Boise State. I just think they got the better defense, but I think both teams have success. Obviously, Oklahoma State hasn't missed too much of a beat without Mason Rudolph so far. Boise State, 818 yards. That's an 818 school record yards last week against Connecticut. I also like the over here.
What are your thoughts on Washington, Utah? Washington opened up 6.5 favorites, now down to 5, at least consensus.
Yeah,
I like Washington.
I agree again here with the money. I mean, 6.5 I thought was a good number. I mean, everyone thinks the last couple of years Washington – and maybe a little lesser extent USC, the class of the Pac-12 last couple of years. But, I mean, if you watch these Washington-Utah games, Utah has not been outclassed the last couple of years. Washington needed a punt return touchdown late to beat them a couple of years ago. Washington last year needed 10 points in the final minute to escape at home in Seattle. You know, Utah hasn't had to extend much effort the first 2 weeks. I get it, Washington's only off North Dakota. But this is the game that Utah was circling all summer long, all fall camp long. Anything over a field goal for me, and I'm on the home underdog here.
I want to ask you about two of the games that are close to where we're at, well, at least where we're from. Houston at Texas Tech, that line's gone back and forth side to side, and now
we already talked about that. USC-Texas.
Texas-USC, that's the one I wanted to get to. Texas now -3.5.
Yeah, slight lean still on the Longhorns. Man, both teams have been incredibly disappointing so far this season. I mean, I've lost two games with Texas, and we're backing them in a big favorite role. I just can't back USC on the road with Clay Helton. At home, he's great. He's 17-0 straight up. On the road, he's 6-15 against the spread. And when he's in the underdog role, he's terrible. He's 1-9 against the number. Clay Helton, the head coach for USC. I got to think this is the Texas's game they've been circling. I get it. I thought they probably should have had Maryland circled. Hindsight's always 20/20. But after that performance last year, keep in mind, USC at home last year with Sam Darnold at quarterback was very fortunate to beat Texas. Now you're telling me with JT Daniels or someone else making their first career road start, they're going to hang within a field goal here against Texas. Give me the Longhorns.
What about Ohio State giving 13 to the Horned Frogs? This is the last game of the Urban Meyer suspension. I'm starting to think that maybe Ohio State is looking to make a statement here, that they didn't need Urban Meyer for this game. But 13 points is a lot against a pretty solid TCU team.
It is. I do lean with Ohio State. I'm not going to have a significant bet. But I mean, one thing, obviously it's played close to home for TCU, but I mean, there will be a lot of Buckeye fans in that stadium. I think it will probably be the crowd split, be 60-40. I worry about TCU at the line of scrimmage, particularly, you know, their defensive line. They lost a key guy in fall camp. Ohio State's very tough up front on the offensive side of the ball, and vice versa. TCU's relatively inexperienced on their offensive line. You know, I think Joey Bosa, the younger Bosa brother, Nick Bosa, will have a field day. And Dwayne Haskins, I thought that could be the case, but Dwayne Haskins is actually an upgrade over JT Barrett, the all-time leading passer in Ohio State history. Dwayne Haskins can get the ball down the field. This Ohio State offense looks as good as it did the last time JT Barrett wasn't behind center, and that was the year that Ohio State, with Cardale Jones, won the national title.
Last one, will Vegas ever figure out what number they can put next to UTEP to get them to cover?
I'm fading UTEP again, even though it's a heck of a lot of points for Tennessee. It doesn't look great on the offense side of the ball, but I actually think it's a little bit cheap. Tennessee, 30.5. And go ahead and lay it with Rocky Top.
That's so great.
All right, that's Brad Powers. Follow him on Twitter at BradPowers70. He always has great info, pregame.com. Brad, appreciate the time as always, man, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, take care, guys. Enjoy Vegas.
All right. Yeah, I think we're going to. Tell you what, though, if I weren't here, I'd tell you what I'd be enjoying is some Zumo's Party Time sausage. And if you're going to be grilling this weekend, if you're going to be doing anything this weekend, cooking of any kind, Zumo's has you covered. Whether it's the Party Time sausage, which has been passed down from generation to generation since 1908, or whether it's the Boudin, or whether it's the Andouille sausage, the truly authentic Cajun-style Andouille sausage. And the cool thing about that, you can mix it up with all kinds of stuff, gumbos, red beans and rice, or just straight off the grill, whatever you want. I love the Party Time sausage for breakfast, making breakfast meals out of it. We even made a homemade pizza with it the other day. It was terrific. The Boudin is great as well. You can get them all at all of your local grocery stores, including H-E-B, Kroger, Fiesta. Look for the name Zummos and make it a Zumo's weekend. They're going to run back to me. They always want to come, but they never want to
leave. This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for Canelo Alvarez, Gennady Golovkin 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, the David Copperfield Theater.
Thanks for bringing me along, Fred. This is a good time.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
I kind of thought it was the other way around. But check out Sports Map, all kinds of good stuff. Hoffman's fantasy ranks are up, so you can get those.
Thank you.
And a lot of other really nice videos, and Josh and the guys doing a good job back home on the site. So go and get you some Sports Map, sportsmap.com.
Hey, did you get 1,000 questions about if Brooke and Brittany were hot?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, that's all anybody cared about.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one said, oh, she was really great on air. They were just like, is she hot? Is she hot?
Yeah.
That's all anybody wanted to know about.
That's what
you guys are such pigs.
We know our listeners. And that's
give me a break, guys.
That's what they
have
care
some
about.
Class. Ladies trying to make it in journalism.
Sure. Well.
You know.
But I guess you have to be hot or else you're not going
to
make
it's very difficult to make it in journalism if you're not hot. It's very.
Unless you're a guy and then it's easy.
Right. But like for a woman to make it big in sports.
Yeah.
Like. I won't say all of them, but I'd say a good 8 out of 10 are they're pretty hot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a few.
I don't want to be the kind of guy who pretends that there are ugly women out there, because all women are beautiful on the inside. Well, most of them.
In their own way.
Right. They all beauty comes in many different forms, but when the women that I seem to think are significantly less attractive than their peers. I'm always like, man, she must be really good at her job, because that's a lot to overcome.
Yeah.
That's my girl right there.
Ramona Shelburne, that's your girl? That's Nick's girl.
Damn.
You said that name, not me. Nick. Don't try to get me in trouble. That's Nick loves her, though.
Yeah.
But to each their own.
Yeah, I would.
I thought you had.
No. we actually, I think we like the same things. So. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. It's always kind of fun when, you know, in the movies, there's always, like, New York cops are always involved in all kinds of stuff, right? Like, they're, you know, like in Usual Suspects, they're running that New York taxi service.
Right.
And New York's Finest Taxi Service, stuff like that. And I guess maybe there's something to that. In that several New York cops were arrested over an alleged role in a prostitution and gambling ring.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They were basically doing protection. I mean, it sounds like something right out of a movie, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Where the officers received sex and massages for their, quote, invaluable assistance. Three sergeants, two detectives, and two police officers were arrested and stripped of their guns and shields after they were taken in for questioning by NYPD's Internal Affairs Bureau.
Dang.
Which, yeah. Two other detectives were not criminally charged, but were placed on modified duty and forced to turn in their weapons and badges. This really feels like a Law & Order SUV episode.
It does kind of feel that
way. Yeah, and they, you know, they do stuff from the headlines. I bet you this becomes one.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, they're about to start season number 21 this year of Law & Order SVU.
Your favorite show.
It's not my favorite show, but it's
up there.
It's my favorite kind of guilty pleasure show.
Okay.
Because, I mean, they're all the same, right?
Mine is Golden Girls.
Yeah.
I love Golden Girls.
So, yeah, that's the one network show I watch. John, are we having problems with the phones? Just out of curiosity. Well, Lawyer Dave was trying to call in. So, 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. We'll be happy to be happy to read your text. By the way, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Yeah, I wish people would, you know, appreciate our female journalists for what they are.
Yeah. They're not pieces of meat.
No.
We're not here for
if they want to treat us as pieces of meat, that's fine.
Right.
I got no problem with that.
But how about you guys grow up? Let these ladies just work like professionals.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Our audience is disgusting.
There. What adjustments does Canelo Alvarez need to make to win this fight?
That's a good question. Because really what you saw happen was Golovkin is the one who really made the big adjustment in the first fight. Canelo was using a lot of footwork. He realized that his best bet was to out-footwork, out-box Golovkin and not get into a brawl. And he did the right thing, but you saw Golovkin sort of figure that out, and then he put enough pressure on Canelo and he also proved to Canelo that he can take Canelo's shots. So he wasn't even – I mean, that's when Golovkin really started to take over. When Canelo realized that he wasn't hurting Triple G, that's when I think Golovkin really started to make a difference. I don't know what he can do this fight. I think he's going to have to use that footwork again because I don't think he can get into a brawl. But I don't know how much different it can be from last fight unless Canelo can go in there and knock him out.
Yeah, well, I think – I will stick to what I've been saying all along. If it goes the distance, then they're going to give it to Canelo, even if Golovkin wins.
Don't say that.
I just feel that way. I'm sorry.
Don't say that.
I hope I'm wrong about that because I'd love to see Golovkin win the fight. And I do like both of these guys. I like both these fighters. And if they were fighting anybody else, I'd be rooting for both of them. But, you know, that's what you want to see, though. You want to see the best. And I just wonder, Golovkin looks like he might be slowing down a little bit. And you know, we'll see. Hey, we got our buddy Lawyer Dave on the phone to talk about you guys need a lawyer. Maybe you had an accident. Well, listen, you live in Houston. You've had a car accident. Maybe you've had one recently. Maybe you're having problems with your insurance company. Well, Lawyer Dave is the guy to help you out. And Dave, what happens? Like, let's say you're driving home right now and you get in a bad accident. Who's the first person they should call?
You call Lawyer Dave, Better Dial Dave, 713-626-8900. Or hit me up on Twitter, at Lawyer Dave.
What about if I was in the hospital and you know, they gave me some drugs they shouldn't have, or the doctor hosed me? You could help with that, right?
That's one of our subspecialties. We still do medical malpractice, and we do bad drugs. We just had a blitzer call in last week whose father died of lung cancer, had worked at a local refinery for 31 years, and lo and behold, he was exposed to a bunch of nasty chemicals that took his life. And so we are teeing that one up, so you bet. And one thing I want to remind the blitzers of, we work from all the way from the Golden Triangle all the way out to El Paso, north of Dallas to the Valley. I mean, we'll go anywhere in Texas and out of state if it's necessary.
And if they want a consultation, it's free, right? You don't get paid unless they win.
Do you want me to say it in English or Spanish, Fred? Consulta es completamente gratis. It's a free consult for any blitzer that gives us a holler, for sure, Fred, for sure.
All right, give them the number one more time. They can also follow you on Twitter, at Lawyer Dave. If you're in trouble, you better dial Dave. Dave, what's that number to dial?
713-626-8900. I'll meet with you in person anytime you want.
All right, that's Lawyer Dave. If you need a lawyer, he is your guy. He's my guy. Give him a call. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. 94.1.